Not the Impossible Faith: Why Christianity Didn't Need a Miracle to Succeed, by Richard Carrier, is a book that challenges the notion that early Christianity succeeded against insurmountable odds, arguing instead that its growth can be explained through natural historical processes. Here's a summary. Introduction to the thesis. Carrier introduces the central thesis of his book, which is to rebut the idea that Christianity's rapid spread in the ancient world required miraculous intervention. He argues that the success of Christianity can be understood within the context of its historical, cultural, and socio-political environment. Historical context. Carrier provides a detailed examination of the historical context in which Christianity emerged, including the political landscape of the Roman Empire, the religious diversity of the ancient world, and the social dynamics of the time. He argues that Christianity's growth was influenced by these factors, rather than divine intervention. Sociological factors. Carrier explores the sociological factors that contributed to the spread of Christianity, such as its appeal to marginalized groups, its message of salvation and community, and its organizational structure. He discusses how Christianity offered a sense of belonging and purpose to its followers in a tumultuous world. Cultural influences. Carrier examines the cultural influences that shaped early Christianity, including Hellenistic philosophy, Jewish apocalypticism, and Greco-Roman religious syncretism. He argues that Christianity drew upon existing cultural traditions and adapted them to appeal to a diverse audience. Psychological factors. Carrier discusses the psychological factors that may have contributed to the success of Christianity, such as cognitive biases, social conformity, and the power of persuasion. He suggests that psychological mechanisms played a role in shaping religious beliefs and behaviors. Counterarguments. Carrier addresses common arguments for the miraculous success of Christianity, such as the martyrdom of early Christians, the conversion of influential figures like Paul, and the purported fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. He provides alternative explanations for these phenomena based on historical evidence and critical analysis. Conclusion. Carrier concludes by summarizing his arguments and reiterating his thesis that Christianity's success can be explained through natural historical processes rather than supernatural intervention. He emphasizes the importance of critically evaluating historical claims and understanding the complex factors that shape religious movements. In summary, Not the Impossible Faith challenges traditional narratives about the miraculous rise of Christianity, offering a nuanced analysis of its historical, cultural, and sociological context. Carrier's work provides an alternative perspective on the factors that contributed to Christianity's spread in the ancient world, encouraging readers to reconsider commonly held beliefs about the origins of the Christian faith.